and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. More than 6 feet of snow and more coming in upstate New York. Reporter Tara Lynch at CBS affiliate WIVB in Buffalo.
This part of the country is used to snow and lots of it from November well into the spring. But they rarely see anything like this massive deadly storm that so far has killed at least two people. I'm here in Orchard Park where in some places the snow is easily a foot taller than me and it even towers over the Buffalo Bills' 6'5" quarterback, Josh Allen.
Former President Trump is back on Twitter. Reaction from CNET's Ian Schuer.
People expected this to happen in the first place anyway. Elon Musk had made it clear that he didn't agree with the decision to ban President Trump from Twitter indefinitely. And though it wasn't the first thing he did, even his staff believed that it was going to happen.
Residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson are joyous now that Russian troops have withdrawn. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
Not since American GIs defeated the Nazis has Europe seen celebration quite like here in Kherson. But only now, seeing what the Russians left behind, can we understand why. Instruments of torture, survivors say, and what was once a Ukrainian police station turned into a Russian torture chamber, where the air is still tinged with smoke. Some were electrocuted, says Oleksandr, a survivor. My cellmate's tongue was so black and swollen after interrogation, he couldn't put it back in his mouth.
A girl is dead in Raleigh, North Carolina, after a holiday parade float crashed. Witnesses say the driver of the truck pulling the float was screaming that he'd lost control and couldn't stop. WNCN-TV reporter Haley Fixler has more on that.
The truck was like right behind us, and it started blowing its horn, and we didn't know if we were supposed to move because we knew the truck was supposed to be behind us, but then it just kept on getting closer, and we all got pushed out of the way, and it just kept going down the hill.
Megan Bargut was dancing in front of her dance studio's float. One of the other dancers was run over.
I was really scared. I'm still kind of shaking.
It took several Raleigh police officers and people in the crowd to stop the truck, but it was too late for one young girl.
Police have arrested the driver. It's been a week since four Idaho college students were murdered. CBS's Christina Ruffini in Moscow, Idaho, says police are baffled.
We did speak to neighbors who were here the night of the attack and said that to hear screaming or yelling in the early morning hours of Saturday night in a college town isn't rare and wouldn't have raised any suspicions on its own.
Dallin Hayden scored three touchdowns in the second half of number two Ohio State's 43-30 victory over Maryland Saturday. This is CBS.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 4 above. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 19. Temperatures below average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
Anyway, we're gonna try. Music, you know. Artist of the year from the Mamas, that's Work and Ambulance. They got to call the Ambulance because they're so hot. Oh, I love this band. Ignition before that. Congratulations to Work. And congratulations to all the people for voting for Work. That was a good job for Artist of the Year there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's here. He's getting the Devil's Lair set up for us. Lawnmower, they're here, and they're going to perform live for us in the 9 o'clock hour. Can't wait for that. Coming up this hour, CX Kidtronic from Atari Teenage Riot. He's going to pop in. We got a really cool, I'm going to call it kind of like metal rave song that we're going to play for you after 8:30 tonight. Looking forward to that. Also, Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock with Rocker. Go Play God. Big John and Vaughn are going to pop into the studio here at 10:30 and have a chat about their brand new album coming out soon. I think we got a new track to play from Go Play God tonight, too. And Rocker will have Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Of course, we would like to hear your suggestions, too. If you want to hear something tonight, feel free to give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We've got music on the way from John Messino Band. He won the Modern Rock Song Award for his song Dreams of the World. Right now, Alternative Rock Performer of the Year, Cat and Hurricane. Sorry I'm Like This on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sorry that life.
Civic Media. We are local music. It's John Messino there, Dreams of the World. He won Modern Rock Song of the Year from the Mamas for 2022. You know, it's not too late. You can still donate to the Madison Area Music Association. Just go to themamas.org, themamas.org. Hit that donate tab. Help us put musical instruments in the hands of kids. Support the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Foundation. And, of course, Mama Cares. Hey, let's swing down to Rockford. I need to stop at the dispensary, if you know what I mean. Nudge, nudge. And I want to hear some mono and stereo on Max Inc. Radio. Conversation, Max Inc. on Double Radio 92.7 and across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along with us tonight. Stick around. DJ CX and Kidtronic of Atari Teenage Riot is in the house. We're going to have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. I heard some new music and hear about the show coming up at the Red Rooster. Plus, Rocker's getting the Devil's Lair set up for us. Lawnmower is in the Devil's Lair. I'm looking forward to that. There's a stand-up bass in the studio. Super exciting. Also, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's sales. Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. And Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online for their Black Friday deals at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Stick around. Atari Teenage Ride is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 8 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Bright sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 37. 41 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, you know what? If you haven't gotten that Civic Media Radio app on your phone yet, what are you waiting for, man? Get it on your phone right now. You can hear great progressive local talk across the network, plus other stations, too, like 105.5 Wisconsin. In Wisconsin Rapids. And also you can get the podcast of all the Max Inc. radio shows at civicmedia.us and just click on the Max Inc. radio icon. Well, Rocker was supposed to come in and talk right now, but he's not here in front of the microphone. So I'm just going to introduce our next guest. It's DJ CX K-Tronic from Atari. Help me out here.
Oh, Jimmy.
I blew it, Rocker. You walked away from me.
I thought we were going to commercial break first. All right, here we go. Hey, CX just flew in from New York City to open the Scorpio Fest happening Sunday, November 20th at the Red Rooster in Madison, along with Mother Hive, Rogue Rat, and King Cobra. What is sure to be a night of heaviness will soothe the pain from a recent Packer loss. And with nothing to do on Sunday, CX Kidtronic has worked with Butch Vig, Steve Marker from Smart Studios. His recording credit includes producing records with Kanye West, John Legend, Trent Reznor, The Lords of Acid, and a ton of other people.
Superstar.
MF Doom.
CX Kidtronic. Welcome to Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jimmy K. Thank you, Rock. It's an honor to be here. Big up to my man, David Last, right next to me for my very first band, Midnight Mission, 1985, Jefferson Middle School. And by the way, it's Atari Teenage Riot. You left the Ataris is another group that's out right now with some...
Well, I blame that on Rocker because he wasn't in front of the
bus. It was my fault. CX, you have recently joined German digital hardcore band Atari Teenage Riot. And for those who are not familiar with CX Kidtronic, Atari Teenage Riot, tell us a little about yourself. You went to West High School, is that correct?
That's right. And Jefferson Middle, John Muir Elementary. Atari, Teenage Riot.
At West High School, was it the Greats, Ash Street, or Elm Street? Where'd you hang out?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was a great person myself.
I guess. I don't remember the streets.
So you just joined Atari Teenage Riot?
No. That's actually, it's not recently, but it's good to make note of this. But it was, I did two albums in 2 years, 2010, which is when Activator's from, you're going to play. And then 2011. And Is This Hyper Real? We did that album. And then Live in Japan, Tokyo.
Now, you started your career here in Madison.
That's
correct?
Right.
You went to West High School. Tell us a little bit about your early career in Madison.
Okay. Started DJing. Two turntables, only one with pitch control, Radio Shack mixer, no crossfader. that broke often. After I saw the movie Beat Street, I rearranged my bedroom to look like Double K's. Cleared off my dresser, set it up. First drummer scene, Mattel Synsonic drums, Boss Dr. Rhythm, DR-10, 110, 110, 110. The Silver One, which is also in the movie Beat Street with Richard Sisko. And I was first Nexus, then I was DJ Fresh, but I mainly through the 80s was Kid Cut, known as DJ Kid Cut, and worked with Fresh Force. First, Oren Benamy, Johnny Winston, Daddy Rich, Aaron Yokes, and then Def Kali. I worked with Def Kali. I was even part of Def Kali once with JoJo and Ken Kamanzi, who's going to be with us tomorrow at Red Rooster. Recorded at Smart Studios. We still owe him a lot of money. And
at least he made that admission. Well, you're currently residing in New York City.
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Tell us about the music scene you play out east. Tell us about your music scene, where you come from now.
Okay, I did music in Atlanta before I hit New York in 98 with Further 3MCs and Chaka Diallo. And we would come up to, we would do shows in New York since 93. And we did shows with a group called Anti-Pop Consortium. Hmm. So when I moved to New York, we got tight. I started working with them. I even filled in for them DJing at a show once where they showed up without any music. And that's how I started to be part of that group. So I joined that group. And being on tour with M. Saeed in France, happened to be, we were on tour with a record label guy from Sound Inc. And then he said he'd put my stuff out. So that is what started my first record, which featured the song Big Girl, Skinny Girl. And it featured the late, great Ramel Z.
And CX, you flew out here for Scorpio Fest, and that's going to be at the Red Rooster tomorrow, Sunday, November 20th. What's special about this show that made you travel? Is this some kind of reunion of sort?
It's a big time reunion. It'll probably be the best show that ever happened in the history of music. Because
that's bold.
Yeah.
That's bold.
No, it'll be incredible. Watch. Come out tomorrow and tell me I'm incorrect. It's very special because it's a 50th birthday party for my homeboy, and old buddy Randall Patterson. And I'm also going to hijack it as a birthday party also. Mine was back in February.
Nice.
February 20th. Same birthday as Kurt Cobain. And then also David Lass, he's got his coming up from my first band, Midnight Mission, who's next to me right now. And it's going to be a huge reunion also because, as I said, you know, we're going to have King Kamanzi from Def Kali, the, you know, best top MC to come out the city ever. Hands down, he's incredible. He's always sharp, and he's been doing it. He's traveled the world with Zulu Nation, and it's going to be and we're going to have Yokes there from Fresh Force. We're going to have some great groups opening up, heavy hitters that also going to help it be the greatest night in musical history. We have my godson, Del Kidtronic, up on stage with me, and the last time I played here at the Annex, he was just an embryo. And now he's going to be on stage with me.
I would like to see an embryo play sometime.
He's going to be playing on Sunday. That's why this show is going to be the best show ever. You
best show ever, Scorpion Fest at the Red Rooster. That's happening Sunday. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And tickets are available at the door. I'm sure. Are they online, too?
Yes. They better be. And, again, it's going to be the best show ever. I'm going to headline at 10 p.m., but it starts at 7.
That's awesome. Dude, it has to be an amazing force of energy when you're DJing on stage in front of a large audience. I mean, obviously performing live as a musician is one thing, but being a DJ and throwing down the beats and stuff like that, you really can feed off the crowd, can't you?
How'd you know that? You've been watching the videos on YouTube?
Yeah, man. You're the greatest musician in the world. Of course, right. I'm checking you out.
That's right. I'm glad you know that. Just last week, I broke the stage at SOB's in Manhattan. I did this big jump, and somehow the front of the stage just split apart, and I think I fell down. DJ Evil D was there from Black Moon. Uh-huh. And then he told me I fell, but I don't remember that. I just got up and kept on walking. It's great to be here on the street by Forever Bagels, by the way.
Bagels Forever.
Bagels
Forever,
yeah. I love sesame bagel with butter toasted ever since the 1979 from that place.
We need to pay off the recording studio and get you some bagels. That's what we need to do.
Bagels!
All right, so once again, Scorpion Fest tomorrow, Red Rooster. Get your tickets either in person or online. You brought a song in for us to play, and I like this song a lot because it's kind of metal, hip-hop, rave-ish. It's a little bit of everything. Talk about the song that we're about to play, Activate.
Activate. I'd like to say, too, Atari Teenage Riot, pioneers in digital hardcore music since the early 90s. I was doing similar music with the band called KIN with my partner Saul Williams and Soul Messiah around the same exact time. And a lot of people, when they hear Atari Teenage Riot, they're like, oh, it sounds like The Prodigy. But actually, The Prodigy got their sound from Atari Teenage Riot at a special show up in Reykjavik. So they ran with the Atari sound. So I ended up being in the group because one of the members died, Carl Crack. And I put out the album Crack Attack. So they had me fill in for Carl Crack for 2 years.
And if people want to get a copy of this album or a copy of this song, how do they do that?
Nah, don't buy that.
Don't buy
that album. Buy my album first. Please. Don't buy that record because, we won't get into that. But,
all right.
But go to 720zllc.com, sign up to my email list, and we're going to start blasting records from a new label I started, 720zllc.
All right. Give that website one more time.
720Z, the numbers.
All right.
LLC.com. 720ZLLC.com. Please sign up. We got vinyl over there. I got a record with MF Doom that I autograph and paint up, a picture disc that I still owe a lot of money to Stone Store Records for. So please come and help me out.
All right. And we'll get you some bagels too, man.
Yes, please. We bought a toasted.
Yeah. CX, thank you so much for coming in today. It was great to see you and to meet you in person and appreciate your music.
Thank you, Jimmy K. And Jimmy K told me earlier in Rocker, I appreciate you and that whiskey. But Jimmy K told me he might have been at a show of mine throughout the year with Gnipkinop in the Ska days in the 90s. Or
I can't commit to it, but I'm pretty sure it might have happened at some point.
OK's Corral, Willie Street Festival, Otis Redding Festival, played that in 87.
Excellent. Thanks again. All right, let's hear the song right now. It's Atari Teenage Riot. Activate.
Rock that ish.
band. Music is a rapper, sounds like a threat. Let the bass power act, there's no turning back!
go. I'm done, sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. Red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind a fake smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going.
Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry